I don't know whether you get all this stuff on the same day or not, but I'm sending it all on the same day. Two letters with pictures and this tape. It's only a 30-minute tape, but I don't know. I'll send you a longer one in a couple of days. I haven't written you for the, I don't know, 3 or 4 days now, I guess, because I've been flying every day. The first 2 days I had normal missions. The next time I ended up flying out with Charlie on a test flight that took some time, and we just never did, I just didn't plan on sitting around writing letters, so that's the reason you haven't heard from me, is because I've been busy. Yes, dear. I know, it only takes a minute. Yes, dear. Yes, dear, I can hear her now. Okay, well, anyway, I'm glad to hear that the stereo, I mean, the amplifier got there in good shape. I got two tapes from you. One a letter, and the other one, I can't believe it. Broadway's Big Hits. I didn't know whether you wanted me to send you a letter on this tape, or whether you were sending this in place of music. I really haven't decided yet. But anyway, I hope you got it on sale and didn't pay normal pre-manufactured cassette prices for that thing, because it's really terrible. I mean, it really is. It's really bad. If you got it because you like it, let me know and I'll mail it back to you so you can listen to it. Well, what kind of fool am I, Mambo? If ever I would leave you, everything's coming up roses as long as he needs me, and a taste of honey, and little me, and you are beautiful, and gonna build a mountain, and Maria, and hey, look me over, and the sweetest sounds. I don't know, I haven't even listened through it all the way through. Maria is all right, and the taste of honey is all right, and that's it. Well, anyway. But, I don't know, I guess you got it on sale, although it's got a price on it of $217, $291, I can't tell. Well, anyway, so much for that. I haven't done anything lately on writing any gun material. Although I did, you said that was exactly what you wanted. Well, let me know if you want more. I don't know whether I sent you enough to keep you busy or not. It was a lot of fun writing all that stuff, but I don't know. I'm all out of gun magazines now. I've read every single one of them so many times that the pages are all worn out. I just read the print right off the paper. So, you keep saying you're going to send me a Penthouse and a Playboy, but I haven't seen hide nor hair of it yet. So let me know. Also, you haven't given me any word yet on the packages that you should have gotten by this time. First of all, the catalogs, the Pacex catalogs. Secondly, the box of medals and some patch cords and some equipment for stereo stuff. And thirdly, a plaque from Chicken Man and letter openers. It's in three separate packages, and you should have gotten all three of them by now. Although I don't know about the catalogs. I went fourth class, so it'll probably take 2 months to get there, but I mailed it right as soon as I got home. So you should get it within 2 weeks after you got the stereo, if they travel at the same rate. What else? Well, that's about it. And I haven't been writing very many letters lately, but I'm going to start writing letters again. We're leaving Song Bay the middle of March. I've told you that. Your countdown schedule, at the last letter, you said I had 70 days to go or something like that. According to my calculations, I've got more than 70 days. I have the rest of February, March, April, May. I've got three full months anyway, so that makes it better than 90 days. So you're going to have to revise your schedule or something. I didn't make the drop for this time, as you might have known. They asked me where I wanted to go, and I said someplace in the calf, so that if I didn't go home with this particular company, maybe I can go home with the next and still get out 2 months early, which would be all right with me. I also put in for 1st Aviation Brigade and 2nd Brigade Signal, which, from what I hear, is supposed to be a real nice place to be, so I probably won't get it. But I probably will stay in the cab, so I don't know. I got a letter from Barron's. Oh yeah, I got my W-2 form, which reminds me, right now, I'm going to put that in an envelope and mail it to you. Okay, so I got W-2 form on the way too, so that's three letters. Also enclosed with the W-2 form, sending an article, they found a colonel, an Air Force colonel, bird colonel, smoking pot. So I'll send you that too. They're trying him, it looks like. I think it's real ironic, you know, the general Kosher, or whatever his name was, who was supposed to be in charge of the AmeriCal division when Mylay occurred. Well, they've decided not to charge him with anything, since he was the man responsible for the whole deal, you know. The highest ranking man, you know, independently responsible for his division. They decided not to charge him with anything. I think it's real ironic because of his fine service and all this noise. But they busted this Air Force colonel for smoking marijuana, and they're court-martialing him. I think that's just as two-faced as the Army can be right there. And I think that just about sums up the Army for you. If you're going to be a criminal in the Army, you've got to be a Army-type criminal, I guess. I don't know. But, anyway, real two-faced situation. Other than that, nothing new has happened. Everything remains the same. Except Charlie and I did climb yesterday to better than 11,000 feet. We climbed up there and took pictures and, I don't know, just in general messed around. We went out on a test flight on his bird, just goofed off the whole afternoon. It was really fun. Kind of played hooky, snuck the car out, you might say. I should have snuck the car out more when I was a kid than I did. Maybe I wouldn't have this big deal about sneaking the helicopters out. But anyway, we did, and it was a blast. And you say you want to ride in a big helicopter like a Huey. Well, all right, I don't know whether a Huey is a big helicopter or not. But it certainly is fun. And this seems to be all that's going on in the old war zone. I should write you a nice long letter tomorrow. I think I will. Either a long letter or a long tape, one or the other, I don't know. I've got a lot of philosophizing to do here for a while. I've been saving it all up. Oh, and I'm also going to mail you a gun report of two guns that I don't own, but I'm very much familiar with. That's a AK-47/AK-50 or an AR-15/XM-16, commonly called the AK and the M-16, comparing the merits of each and their cartridge and their functioning and their operation and everything. And I'll give you my opinion of both of them. And I would like to get a Soviet pistol and compare it to the 45, if I can find one. But I don't know. I just assume you would rather have the gun reports on a letter, since they're easier to copy out of if you're using this for your class. And you've got to tell me, what kind of background does your firearms instructor have? How much does he know about weapons? I mean, what kind of a collection does he have? And is he just another teacher who got nabbed for this job and they gave him a textbook and said, go to it, boy? Or does he really know what he's doing? I mean, is he really a student of the firearm? And also, what's this about not being able to find out anything about David's gun, that 20-gauge shotgun? That's a big clunker as far as I could tell. It's a Stevens, if I remember right. It's either a Stevens Savage or a Fox. But in any case, it's back in the old days, it was probably about $70 brand new, and that's probably about what it's worth today. And don't sell it, because I like 20 gauge double barrels. If you ended up swapping some furniture for it accidentally or on purpose, so hang on to it. But it's not particularly valuable, just particularly useful. And I still haven't found a gun to take back. You know, you're allowed to take back one gun that is not made by the U.S. or in an Allied arms inventory. In other words, any Vietnamese-made weapon that's not full automatic, I can take back. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to find one. So, I don't know. I haven't decided what to take back. That's primarily an SKS or a Chi-Com pistol of one kind or another. Take back any pistol, just about. And an SKS is a semi-automatic rifle. And a Tokarov, which is the old Russian-type bolt-action rifle, I could take that back, but I wouldn't even try to take one of those back, because they're only about a $20 rifle back in the world. And there's nothing unusual at all about them, so I wouldn't take them back. So I don't know, Crane. Well, it looks like the old tape is just about to reel itself out. But do me a big favor and send me some more tapes of, let's see. How about Creedence Clearwater, Revival, Suzy Q, Graveyard Train, etc., etc.? And let's see what else. The third Led Zeppelin album, if you can find it. And let's see. I don't know, how about Inagata De Vita? I haven't got that, believe it or not. And I don't know, whatever you can find. But stay away from Broadway hits, please, because, that's not even my kind of music very often. So, I know what I'll do. I'll tell you what, you want Fred's address? I'll give it to you real quick while I'm thinking about it. W01 Frederick A. Behrens, 139-389463. 326 MEDBNEAGLE Dustoff, DUSDOFF, APOSF 96383. Put 101 Airborne Division on top of his APO there.
and that'll get it all. I don't know why he doesn't use APO numbers like everybody else does. So there you got Sharon's address and Baron's address. And anything you want to say to Charlie, you can tell me first. Yes, dear. Okay. Of course, Charlie's is the same as mine.